Our next guest is hoping that your next day together is one of the best nights of his life. James Sharman joins us, host and analyst, Soccer Central on Sportsnet, and your partner in the booth a week from today when TFC and Columbus go at it at the back end of trying to get to the MLS championship.
James, we want to talk. How are you doing, by the way?
Good, thanks, Bill. And our best date was still Spandau Ballet, I think.
It was going, with all those women. I think that they were. That's the right term for. Yeah, they were women, of course. So listen, the audio. We dug up some audio. I didn't have any Detroit Rockers NPSL calls from 2000 on Comcast cable, but I've done some international friendlies. This is just a sample of one of the goal calls that I've done recently.
Here comes Barrera again. He puts it across. It's a no goal. Goal! Yeah. Mexico!
So that's
I know that doesn't like you. That's unbelievable.
I always say that, James. Like it, like you, and you probably like that as a broadcaster. Elliot is too. It's like, do I sound like that? But you know, but you really
Brady,
do. You
honestly,
really do.
If you try that, I will walk out the booth.
You'll throw me out of the booth, like downward.
Although, given last night's game, there may be few goals to call. So you may be out of luck, I'm afraid.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about last night's game. Obviously, without your two top scorers, you're hoping to get out of there at least 0-0. It looked like it was going to go that way. What I want to know is, I mean, knowing full well that they had the advantage in this game, why does it take 70 minutes for Columbus to kick their offense into gear?
Yeah, it was interesting. I think most people expected Columbus to press Toronto a lot more and a lot earlier. And even Greg Vanney alluded to that in the post-match, saying we knew they'd do it at some point, we just weren't quite sure when. And once they did, obviously it made quite a difference, and they had some really good chances. Obviously, a couple in particular, Alex Bono made a huge save in the dying minutes of that match to preserve the 0-0 there. I know Justin Morrow came off at one point through cramps. That's obviously an issue. He's one of the standout players this year on the left-hand side. So I think it's more, you look at Columbus, and they just could not unlock that Toronto defense. And TFC, I won't say that they parked any buses last night, but they were very pragmatic. They knew what the goal was here. That was to avoid conceding any goals, and mission accomplished in the end.
James Sharman, our guest, of course, Toronto-Columbus Wednesday night in Leg 2 at BMO. Now, and Columbus can't feel terrible either. I don't think they leave their home pitch last night feeling that was disastrous. A little disappointed. There was a window there without Altidore, without Giovinco. But, hey, they score first next Wednesday night. It's on because Toronto needs two goals then to take the tie.
That's right, yeah, the old away goals rule. And I think they'd be very happy that they kept TFC on the score sheet. Mm-hmm. But, you know, going to BMO Field's different entirely, and they know that they'll be facing a very different team with Jozy Altidore and Seba Giovinco in that 11, and I'm sure they'll be wary of that. But Columbus showed enough. They're a good team. You know, we've seen this team arguably being the most informed team in MLS in recent weeks. They're very organized. They've got a pretty solid midfield, but not too many goal-scoring threats, and I think that was a very obvious last night. But you're right, I mean, they'll be entering BMO Field thinking, we've got nothing to lose here. No, like, literally, I mean, this club could be leaving the city in a year from now. We surprised everyone getting this far. The pressure's very much on Toronto, and I think Columbus would be quite happy with that.
It was strange how the save the crew chants combined with blank Michael Bradley. It was like a choir at certain point. It was like, we are the world. It was honestly such positive positivity in the messages.
Exactly. Actually, even just driving into the stadium, there were so many banners everywhere saying, save the crew. There's a very small fan base in Columbus. Even the local papers weren't really talking much about the game itself. There are a few articles about that situation with the stadium and the team moving. But generally speaking, you know, we spoke to some people actually in Columbus who weren't even aware of the game going ahead.
It's Ohio State Michigan week also. That factors in. That is massive.
It is a college town, right? It really is. And because of that, you know, there wasn't that much of a vibe around the city, certainly. But the small group that are there, they love that team. And they've been there for 20 years, one of the founding members of MLS. And it would be a shame to leave. But that being said, if they go to Austin, Texas, that would be a pretty fun road trip. So I'm torn here.
You know? James, you talked about them not having finishers, but they certainly had guys that were capable of giving them a chance to score. And all things considered, they had that opportunity. If it wasn't for Bono last night, there would have been a goal or two. I know that we look at the last 20 minutes and say they could have scored four times. I figure once they would have scored once, and TFC would have changed their plan, but they just kept coming at them, and they were real lucky. Lucky and having a goalkeeper in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, I mean, you can say they were lucky, and I understand what you're saying there, but when you're denied by a great goalkeeper who's part of the team, you know, that's just a well-played move. And Alex Bono, he's been doing it all year long. He's a very good goalkeeper. This time last year, he was on the bench. He wasn't even starting games. He's definitely the one for the present and the future. There's talk about maybe a move to Europe at some point. He's considered one of the top young American goalkeepers. And that save late, you know, what was essentially a series-winning save, it was just outstanding. And if you talk to Alex Bono, he's so unassuming, so down-to-earth, really good guy, actually. And it's good to see because, you know, I thought he was great all night. He was very commanding in his area. He dealt with crosses really well. He read the game really well. And obviously, with a defensive mindset from the team, his life was made easier. But when called upon, he had to make that save, and he made it.
Let me ask you about Bono and internationally. It's kind of deep inside baseball for people who don't follow. And obviously, Team USA doesn't have to worry about it next summer. But he must have. I know he's had a couple call-ups, but the U.S. goalkeeper system has been so deep with, you know, with Brad Friedel and obviously Tim Howard and obviously Stefan Fry. Is there a great opportunity for Bono? Does he get whispered about in that context?
He's whispered about for sure. Even we saw last night, Zach Steffen, his opposite number for Columbus, is a close friend of his and is another young American goalkeeper who's really very good. I think in a recent poll recently, he was listed as another fifth on the depth chart for USA. So we'll see, but you know, it's amazing what a championship can do to a player to enhance his odds. But he's definitely on the periphery. He's definitely in the discussion. And you're right; they've always had good goalkeepers. The U.S. always, you know, you mentioned Brad Friedel, Casey Keller, very good goalkeepers. Tim Howard.
Many of them are prematurely bald. Also, I don't know what that is.
That way, yeah,
they
even,
really
even
are.
Stephen Frey, right? Yeah, yeah. It's an issue. So
it's an issue.
Maybe he's got a nice head of hair, so I think it'd be fine.
We should plug a great Saturday ahead for you, and I would assume Craig Forrest, and I would assume Danny Dicchio. Liverpool-Chelsea, that fires up your blood at noon on Sportsnet and Sportsnet World. You got the 10 o'clock game, Crystal Palace and Stoke, but that's the 12:30 afternoon game and a big lead up to it at 12 noon. That's going to be great for you guys.
The Sherman Brady Derby, right? Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I get the Man City thing. I know. It's like being a Yankees and Red Sox fan. I don't have much credibility in that. But Man City was in the second division with, like, Paul Dykhoff. I think I can say that in 1996. I mean, that's when I fell for them. So what can I do?
Yeah, well, you know, it's going to be a good game. And given what happened yesterday in the Champions League, Liverpool up 3-0 at halftime. And they blew it and tied 3-3. I think if you're a Chelsea fan right now, you're pretty confident you can get to that Liverpool defense, unfortunately.
James Sharman and Greg Brady, Wednesday night, TFC against Columbus, leg of the Eastern Conference Final, MLS Cup, in the waiting for one of those two teams. James, thank you so much. We enjoyed last night's game, and we're looking forward to hearing you and Greg together again.
Likewise. Thanks, boys. We'll chat soon.
I'll be there about 6:58 Wednesday. I'm going to try and get that late train. Yeah.
I know you will.
Okay.
I'll hold down the fort for you, pal.
Please. Yeah.